The British are cowardly and have jumped off the raft.
Ladies and gentlemen, please a huge welcome, Scott Capurro.
It's hard to think that people you know and work with have voted against the future of Britain. Because I play these small, tiny towns. Even with the idea that I'm an openly gay American, which I'm sure grates on some people's nerves. I know it does in my family's. I think in the back of my mind, at least this isn't the U.S. You know, the British are less savage about differences. At least these people are a bit smarter than everybody else. But now I don't know if that's going to be in my mind when I'm on stage.
I learned all these Scottish euphemisms, terms I'd never heard to describe gay men. If I leave any off the list, let me know. Sausage jockey, sewage canoeist, uphill gardener. I think my personal and professional favorite, though, was turd burglar. Now, you too. Sounds like a character on Batman, doesn't it?
Minority audiences do go to comedy shows to see themselves positively portrayed on stage. Whether or not that's right or wrong, I don't judge. I mean, I come from a gay and lesbian comedy performance background. That's where I started. It was an alternative gay and lesbian comedy club in San Francisco. And believe me, those people, they didn't mind being pushed within their own comfort zones. But there was no way you were going to get them to accept certain material. So it was part of the reason why I started playing straight or mainstream comedy clubs, because I wanted to expand what I could talk about. Audiences spent a lot of money to get there. They found sitters. They found parking. It's not easy going to live performance. I don't go out very often. So, I want them to, at the end, think differently about the way gay men respond and behave. But I don't want to push them so far away that they're going to want to, you know, turn the tables over or throw ice at me, which just happened.
Because in Holland, they don't heckle you, they correct you. Hello? Yeah. You are wrong. Yeah, hello, yeah. We have been to San Francisco. It is not like that. Shut the up.
People go along because they want to play along. And they want to appear as though they get the joke. I kind of think that's why people get offended sometimes, because they don't understand what's going on around them. And they think people are laughing at them. And that's when they start to heckle. One of the challenges as a comic is making your material and your act not just palatable, but accessible to a room full of people who don't know who you are.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter.
It was the first film set I'd ever been on, and they didn't treat me like I, you know, was a novice or... Yeah, I felt equal, Robin especially, you know. I mean, he produced the film, and he was really great. The kind, supportive atmosphere that Robin created around the set had a lot to do with the film's success.
Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.